Let's talk to Alice Noon, who's the London adoption manager at Corum, and they run classes for people, parents who adopt. Alice, welcome to the programme.
Hi.
Now, what kind of language actually do you employ?
Well, I think when we're talking to people who want to adopt, we talk very much about them becoming parents. And when children join families, we talk about them becoming parents, which is not to not acknowledge that an adopted child in a family will have a different heritage to their parents and to siblings if the siblings are the birth siblings of the parents. And it's, I guess it's finding a balance between both those two that we're trying to help new adoptive parents feel like absolutely 100% like parents, and children in families who join families by adoption feel 100% like a child of that family, but at the same time acknowledge and help the adoptive parents acknowledge that that child has a different history to another child in the family or to the wider family.
What are the rules? Can you ever adopt a child who is older than your birth children?
There's no rule about it. I mean, I think we have to think, I think if you have a birth child already, then your first thought as a parent is the welfare of that child. And we would want to help adopters at Corum think about what that means in terms of the age of a child joining the family. And in birth families, children come along in chronological order and you get a younger child, a baby arrives.
Yes.
And so on the whole, that works best in adoptive families too. You know, if you're the oldest and you're used to being the oldest, you don't particularly want to be transplanted from your position in the family by somebody coming in who's older than you are.
I mean, Avril is a quite extraordinary
she
woman.
She absolutely is.
And with a capacity to laugh, which, I mean, is to be commended. Clearly, most of us are not like that, and there must be attachment issues for some people.
I mean, I think that families vary hugely, and for some families, there may be difficulties in making a relationship with the child. Avril mentioned children who come into families who've had multiple previous placements
and rejection as well.
And rejection, and you know, maybe some pretty awful things happen to them, and those children do not instantly trust new mum and dad, and new mum and dad may feel anxious about making that attachment, and at Corum we will try and help people understand things from the child's point of view, not to take things too personally if the child's kind of upset or angry at being moved yet again. And obviously it takes time for a child to really believe that in this time they're staying forever, but I think over time, and sometimes it can take quite a long time, you know, attachments and really secure relationships can grow.
Well, yes, well, of course, and when they do, they are quite incredible.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning. That is Alice Noon, the London Adoption Manager at Corum.